欢迎收听可可英语独家声浪节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。欢迎关注微信公众号安夏说英语，获取其他更多的节目哦。都说谈钱伤感情，但有一些人不得不谈钱，但是又不想伤害到感情，那该怎么办呢？ Your friend， 你的朋友，跟朋友谈钱，如何做到不伤感情呢？ It's natural for friends to have different salaries or different approaches to spending. But that becomes less comfortable if you find yourself pressured to spend more than you can afford. 朋友之间收入不同或者消费方式不同很正常，但如果你发现自己被强迫着进行你负担不起的消费，就变得不那么舒服了。This reality is that some friends may be hurting your finances. If a friend is encouraging you indulging bad financial habits, you need to have a conversation and be clear about your own financial goals, said Laura Adams. 现实就是有些朋友可能会让你的资金遭受到损失。如果一个朋友拉你下水，让你沉溺于乱花钱的坏习惯，你们之间就需要谈一谈了。你要清楚你的理财目标。Let your friend know why you are not able to join them for certain outings. 让你的朋友知道你不能和他们一起参加某一次郊游的原因。Okay, that's what we talk about today. 如何能够跟他做到谈钱不伤感情呢？可以参考一下，可以学一下哦。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio。欢迎关注我的微信公众号，安夏说英语。